Okay, today is Daf Nun Gimel. We're on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. We are on the two dots, about five lines from the bottom, where it says, Ein Mevarchin, where the Mishnah said, you can't make a bracha on the Ner or the Besamim of Nachrim. And then it said, not the Ner or the Besamim of Avodah Zarah, which is different than Nachrim. What's that about? It says the Gemara. Based on the Ner, I understand why you can't make a bracha on Ner of Nachrim, Mishum, Delo, Shavas. Because it didn't rest. What does that mean? Says Rashi, the last Rashi on the page. Mishum, Delo, Shavas, Mimalachas Avera. From it didn't rest from the Malacha of an Avera. What Avera? What Avera? She ha'ove kochavim ose Malacha la'oro. He did Malacha with the light. What malacha did he do? V'tanya lekaman, or shalosh shavas, if the light didn't rest, ein mevarchin alav, you're not allowed to make a bracha on it, hol v'nev debo avera, it didn't avera. What avera did it do? What avera did it do?
You're going to tell us.
The avera is that somebody lit it on Shabbos. That's not an avera for a goy. A goy's allowed to light a candle on Shabbos.
But you can't benefit.
Why not? He's a guy.
No,
it's after Shabbos. I don't have a candle. I go to my next door neighbor. Can I borrow your candle? He says, yeah, sure, no problem. Go borrow it. They got lit at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What's the Avera? It's a guy. They're doing Avera.
It's okay.
It's Matzah Shabbos. Think what's going on here. It's Matzah Shabbos. You don't have a dollar candle. I go to my neighbor. Hi, I don't have a candle. Can I borrow your candle? He says, yeah, sure, I lit a few hours ago. By all means. What's the Avera? It's very difficult. The answer is, that the Rosh says, well, it's not an Avera. Not an Avera. But since had you done that, it would be an Avera, therefore you can't use the candle. Why not? It's a very difficult Gemara. There's no reason. Right? And Mishnah Berurah says, and even if we don't even know that, I'm not going to ask him, so when did you light that candle? I want to know if I could borrow it. When did you light it? Oh, I lit it 3 seconds ago. Oh, perfect. Matzah Shabbos. Whew! Even if we don't know, the Mishnah Berurah says, it doesn't make a difference.
Well, even worse than that,
yeah.
Because he did it for himself, not for the
Jews. Exactly! What's the Avera? That's a difficult Gemara here. What?
He would cook something on Shabbos. He would cook something on Shabbos.
I don't know, because he's a goy. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the halacha. I don't know.
But do I care if he cooks something on Shabbos?
Why?
If he cooks something on Shabbos,
yeah.
Even for you.
Not for you.
Even for you,
yeah.
You need it after Shabbos.
Right away.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait.
One
second. We're talking about a goy. You realize what's going on here? We're not talking about a fellow Jew. We're not talking about a fellow Jew.
Non-Jew.
Yeah. It's a difficult Gemara here. Anyway. What?
It doesn't mean you're passing that way.
Correct. It doesn't mean passing like this. I'm just saying this is what the Gemara says.
It goes on like this.
And then it says, El Bissam, what about Bissam? I knock on my neighbor's door, the guy. Say, hi, can I borrow some spices? Oh, you can't borrow them. Not allowed to. Why not? So, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hacha, the Mesibas of the Kachav Maskinan. Now, because it's not just Stam spice, it's Avodah Zorah spices. Mipnesha, Stam Mesibas of Avodahim, Avodah Zorahi, because Stam spices of Avodah of Goyim is for Avodah Zorah. That's true. Ha, Meditani Seifa, but the Seifa said, Eim Mavarchin, Lola Ner, Velo Sav, Mishal Avodah Zorah. Two separate things. One was a Nachri, and one was a Avodah Zorah. Two separate things. Michlal, the Rachel Abba Avodah Zorah, Skidim, we're not talking about Avodah Zorah. We're just talking about Stam borrowing from your neighbor. Amar v'chinin no misura ma tam kamar. No, it's one case. Ma tam ein mevarchin lo aner v'lo v'sam shel avodah akum mipnei shestam is that misibas avodikachavim avodah zara. Stam it's for avodah zara, and therefore it's a chashash. It's avodah zara. Stay away from that besamim. Okay.
You didn't change words, by the way. Also, the incense is made in India, right?
Yeah. But you can use cloves, etc. Okay. Tanur rabbanan. Or, sheshavas, mevarchin alav. If the candle rested, you can make a bracha on it. V'shalosh shavas, if it didn't rest, ein mevarchin alav. Then you can't.
What does that mean?
My lo shavas, what does that mean? E name a lo shavas machmas malacha. I feel the malacha de hetera? Even for mutter malacha, you can't use it? V'atanya, or shalchaya, the or, the candle, somebody lit a candle because the woman's having a baby. That's a mutter. You know, it's a mutter, right?
Sure.
Or shalchola, the guy's going to die if you don't light the candle. So you're allowed to light the candle, right? So mevarchin alav. You're allowed to use that candle for Avdallah. Right, we lit it to save the guy's life. Now it's sitting here. Oh, we'll use that candle. You're allowed to do that. Amar of Nachum Yitzchak, my Shavas, Shavas, Minachamas Malachas Aveira. There was no Aveira done with it. Tanya Namihachi, Ashashis, there was a lantern, Shahaisa, Dolekes, Volekes Kolyam Kulo, Lamatza Shabbos, Mavarchin Aleha. Matza Shabbos, you can use it, because as Rashi points out, no Aveira was done with it. Why not? Tanya Rabbanan, Nachri Shedlik Mi Yisrael. If a guy lights from a Jew, if you sell Hidlik Minachri, or a Jew lights from a guy, Mavarchin Alav, you can use that candle. You can use that candle. Nachri Minachri, a Mavarchin Alav. But a Nachri from a Nachri, you can't use that candle. Maishna Nachri Minachri Delo. Why not? Mishum Delo Shabbos. Because it didn't rest. It's lit on Shabbos, let's say. Iachi, you saw Minachri Nami. Halo Shabbos. How can a Jew use the guy's candle? The guy said, you go to the neighbor, the guy, can I borrow your light? He says, you know what? Don't take my light. I need light. Here, take here's a candle, light from this candle, and then go bring it next door to your house. If it's from a guy, you can't do it. Why not? So that you're allowed to do. A guy from a guy, you're not allowed to use. But a Jew from a guy, you're allowed to use. What's the difference? So Gemara says, V'chi tema hachi sura azalei v'achrinuhu, because the Avera went away. Why? Because flames constantly change. So that Avera went away. It's not Avera anymore. Right? Biyada di Yisrael kamis yalda, and now it's born by a Jew. It's like created by a Jew now, so it's not a problem.
Because the flame came from the...
Because the flame switched. The flame changes. The flame's constantly changing. Right? Gemara's going to ask in a minute, then why is a guy from a guy no good?
Right.
Right? Should be good. So we have a better answer, better question to that. El ha-detanya ha-motzi shalavis l'shusarabim. Chayev. If somebody carries out a shalheves, a flame on Shabbos, you're chayev. How do you carry out a flame without a container? How do you do that? So Rashi says you have a tiny shard of something. You put oil on it. The flame lights. The shard's so small, you don't even get enough from it. You don't even care about it. It's too small. You have a flame. If you carry out a flame on Shabbos, you're chayev. Am I chayev? Why are you chayev? Ma sha'okar lo haniach, ma she'niach lo okar. It's a different flame. Because the flame's constantly changing. So it's a different flame. What you carried out is not the same thing over here. El olam di surinami ithya. No, it's even talking about isurim. V'chi kamavarech, and when do you make a bracha? Atosefta dehetera kamavarech. You're making a bracha on the extra heter that got created now. Why? Flames constantly switch. It's an extra heter that you got now. That's what you're making a bracha on. Ihachu nachu minachu nami. So what's the difference from a goy and a goy? Same thing. The flame charges are changing. And enachanami, you could do that. But, gzer mishab nachu rishon, v'amud rishon. We made a gzer. Don't get candles from Goyim, because maybe it's going to be the first one, and it's the Amud Rishon. He just lit it. We don't want to say, get away from a Nachrim, and therefore you can't use the candle of a Nachri, if it's only the Nachri is there. Tana Rabbanan. Ha'imahalich utz lekrach, you're going outside the city, v'ra or, and you saw light, right? The Ramban says, it's very difficult for this case to ever happen. Why? Because the city has exactly the same number of Jews as Goyim. It's very difficult. So, you saw a light. And Imrov Nachrim, in Mavarech. Imrov Yisrael, Mavarech. If it's majority of Goyim, then you can't make a bracha. If it's majority of Jews, you can. Hagufa Kasha, one second. Amar, we said Imrov Nachrim, in Mavarech. If it's Imrov Nachrim, you can't make a bracha, which implies Hamechs, Hamechs, Mavarech. 50-50 exactly, you could. Hadotani, then it said Imrov Yisrael, Mavarech. If it's rove Jews, you could. Ha-mechsa, ha-mechsa, in a mavarech. But 50-50, you can't. So which one is it? The implications go both ways. So, bedinhu, dafilu, mechsa, ha-mechsa, nami mavarech. Really, if it's 50-50, you could also make a bracha. Right? Why? Really, it's a sfek sveka. First of all, maybe it's rove Jews. And even if it's 50%, not every single guy is over the Avodah Zarah. Nobody lit it for non-Avodah Zarah reasons. I have to say that. So you have rove are lit for purposes that are kosher. So you could say it's fine. The idea, the Tani Resha, rove Nachrim, Tani Sefer, rove Yisrael, and this keep it parallel. Ein Achanami, if it would be Mechsa Mechsa, you could make a bracha. Tana Rabbanan, Hayimahalech Utzakrach, Ra Tirach Vahavuka Biado. You walk into some city, you see some kid holding a candle. And Bodek Achrav, you ask the kid if he's a Jewish or not. Im Yisrael, Hu Mavarech. Rav Nachrim, Ein Mavarech. If he's Jewish, you could use the candle, and if he's not Jewish, you can't use the candle. My ear, Yatinok. Why do you have to question of a kid? I feel the gadol nami. Even a gadol also. If he's a Jew, you could use it. If he's a god, Now you walked in 5 minutes before 5 minutes before Shabbos is over. See a kid walking around with a candle. Yeah. So what kind of kid is this? Gadol mukhamilsa devadinachihu. So if you see a guy, an adult, he's for sure a guy. Why is a Jewish adult holding a candle 10 minutes before Shabbos is over? He's for sure a guy. Tinach, kids, you never know. Emma, maybe Yisrael who ikri finakat. Some Jew somehow got a candle. That kids are kids. So if it's a kid, they have to ask, are you Jewish? You ask him something about the parsha. If he knows something, he's a Jewish kid. Then he can use the candle. What's he doing lighting a candle before Shabbat? Kids are kids. Tanar Rabbanan, I am halach with lekrach. Someone's running outside the city, or and he saw a light. Im ava kifi kivshan. If it's thick like a cloud, mavarech alav. You can use it. Why? Because it was certainly done to light up the room. It wasn't done for avodah zarah. Im lav enam mavarech alav. If not, not. What about the light of an oven? Some said yes, some said no. Lo kash, it's not a stira. Ha, betchila. No, you can't in the beginning, because maybe they lit it for a avodah zarah. Ha, lebasov. But at the end, after it's burning for a long time, they didn't light it in the oven for a avodah zarah. Obviously, it was lit for the oven, and therefore it's fine. Tani chada, or shal tanur, v'shal kirayim. One brisa said the or of an oven or of a different kind of oven, mevarchan alav. You can use it. V'tani idach ein mevarchan alav. You can't make a bracha on that because it's maybe a avodah zarah. Lo kasha, again, it's not a kasha. Ha betchila, not in the beginning, you cannot. Halav asof, but if it's burning for a long time, then you can because we assume it's not for a avodah zarah.
Why do you make that assumption that it's not for a avodah zarah?
Because who lights avodah zarah candles in the oven?
Oh, because it's in the oven, not because it's a long time.
It's for a different purpose. That's not just
It's a different purpose. Okay.
Yeah. You're not allowed to use something that has a certain purpose to it.
Right. Okay.
But it's not the oven. It's a long time. It's the time.
But it's in the oven. But it's in the oven.
Yeah, but it's for the time. But it seems that he's saying that it's because of the time that it burned. It's like,
okay.
It's
okay, that's fine.
Not because of the oven.
That's saying the same thing. Tani chada. Arshal beis ha-knesses. Fishal beis ha-medrish. Mevarchan alav. What about the candles lit in shul? Can you use those candles for Havdalah? V'tani idach. Ein mevarchan alav. Some say yes, some say no. Lo kasha, tanastira. Ha, when no, it's a machlokas. Ha, the ikka adam chashav, ha, the leka adam chashav. If there's an adam chashav there, with a scholar in residence, Rashi says, and you can't. Why? Because they lit the candle for him. Ha, when can you? The leka adam chashav, it's a regular Shabbos, nobody there special. Tosha says the exact opposite. If there's a guy special there, then you can. Because you lit it to have light, that people want to come hear the guy speak. And the opposite opinion. The point is, Marcel's right, the point is, you lit it for another reason other than light. What are you lighting it for other than light? Covet. So it's covet for the guy, special guest came for Shabbat, it's covet, light the candles. But it's not for light. It's a machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. Which one's for light and which one's for covet?
No, I mean, if you lit it for reading, is that for another reason?
No, that's for light.
That's for light.
Both cases are Adam Chashav, Velo Kasha, it's a lot of Kasha. Had Ika Chazana. When, yes, when there's another guy there, the Chazan's there. Ha, but no, Deleka Chazana. There's no Chazan there.
Why would that make a difference?
What?
Why would that make a difference?
Because the guy's
going to
eat there.
He's going to eat there, yeah. Guy eats there, so they let it for his food. Okay. It could be that there's a guy there. Doesn't make a difference. Velo Kasha, it's a lot of Kasha. Had Ika Sierra. If there's a moon, a good shiny moon, then it wasn't lit for light. Have the moon. Ha, Deleka, Sierra. When can you, yes, use it? When there's no moon. Tanur Rabbanan. Hayoshin Beis HaMedrash. If someone's sitting in shul, in the Beis HaMedrash, they view, or, listen to this, they view or lefneim, and they bring light, a candle. Beishame Omrim Kol Echad Ve'Echad. What's the story? It's Matzah Shabbos. And the Me'iri says, that it used to be that the bracha of Bor Ma'orei Ha'esh was unrelated to Havdalah. But it was only on Matzah Shabbos. Which we'll get to why it was only on Matzah Shabbos. Why did you make a bracha? Anytime you light a candle, why don't you make that bracha? Bor Ma'orei Ha'esh. We'll get to that in a few minutes. So they lit a candle, Bor Ma'orei, the bracha was said, not when the rest of Havdalah was said. So I'm guys have packed basic measures of people learning. And it's Shabbos is over. Someone says, ooh, let's make a bracha on the Bor Ma'orei Ha'esh. So Beishamai Omrim, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mevarach La'atzmo. Everybody makes a bracha for himself, their own bracha. Right? Right. Barov am hadras melech. So Okay. Bishlom Beit Hillel Mefarsh Taima. Beit Hillel gave a reason. Ela Beit Shammai my time. What's the reason that you can't make? Everyone should make their own bracha. Kesavri Mishum Bittel Beit Hamedrash, because it's waste time by learning. Says Rashi Mishum Bittel Beit Hamedrash. Shezman she'echad mevarich lekulam. When someone makes a bracha, heim tzrichin lishtok migir sasim. That's to stop learning, right? Kadei sheyiskenu kulam v'yishmu elav yanu amen. Everyone has to hear the bracha and answer amen. I don't want to answer amen now, so I have to stop my learning for how long? 10 seconds? 15 seconds? I don't do that. So therefore, I can make my own bracha, says Beis Shammai. Tanya nami hachi, shal Beis Shammai gamliel, lo yomer ma rapeh, be Beis HaMedrash. They wouldn't say gesundheit in a Beis HaMedrash. Mipnei, bittel, Beis HaMedrash. Because it was bittel, Beis HaMedrash, right? So we have 2 seconds to talk about the origin of gesundheit. What's the origin of gesundheit? Anybody know?
They used to say that after you sneak, you sneak.
Yeah, who says that? Who says that? So, what? No, it's older than that. It's the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, which is Bachlokas. Either he was written by Elizabeth Horkinus, or it was written later in the... let's say it was written by Elizabeth Horkinus. If this is true, I think this is the oldest minhag in the world, to say gesundheit when someone sneezes. Right? What? It is a minhag, because it is a minhag. You say gesundheit, because, you know, Yaakov Avinu, people used to die. When they would sneeze, they would die. There's a Birkei Rabbi Elazar says this. And Yaakov Avinu davened to Hashem people should get sick first, so they can get their affairs in order. So whenever someone sneezes now, you say l'chaim, so it shouldn't be for death, right? That's the story. However,
you say it for everybody.
What?
You say it for everybody. You say it for Ganim also. You say gesundheit.
That's right. That's just a common courtesy. Yeah. However, the reason why I say it's a minhag is because the Tosefta in Masechta Shabbat says the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Gamliel and say don't say gesundheit because that's what the goyim do, and it's a chukas a goyim to say gesundheit. So I don't have an answer. We all say it. So. It's funny because he's a das yachid, the chacham are a majority, and we still say it. That's what I say, it's a minhag. Okay. Anyway, where am I up to? Ein mevarach lo al ner v'lo al besamim shel mesim. You can't make a bracha not on the ner, not on the besamim of mesim. My time, why not? Ner lo kavod davida. Ner is just made for kavod. It's not made to use the light. Right? Besamim la over recha hu davidi. And the besamim, they're just made to get the smell away of a dead body. So that's not a Amar Yehuda Marav, Kol Shemotziyin Lefanav B'Yom Uvalayla, Ein Mevarchin Alav. If it's by day or by night, you don't make a bracha on it. Who's lighting candles by day? Why are they lighting candles by day in the funeral home? So the guys, the answer is for kavod. Then you will make a bracha. Then you don't make a bracha on the mesa, on these candles. V'Kol She'ein Motziyin Lefanav Ela B'Alayla Mevarchin Alav. But if they only light candles at night, then it shows why you're lighting candles at night. Because I need light. What about by day? I'm not lighting by day. So if you're in that town where they do that's the minhag over there, then you can make the bracha, because obviously they're only living for light, not for kavod. Right. How do you know? What they do by day? Okay. Amar of Yehuna, b'samim shal beis hakisei v'shemen ha'asir la'avos ha'zuhum ha'im barachin alav. The shemen, the b'samim, the beis hakisei, you can't use that, you can't use make a b'samim on that, right? Why not? Because the only reason why it's done is to get rid of the smell in the beis hakisei. And the shemen that's used to get rid of your sweat and things like that, deodorant, things like that, you can't make a besamim on deodorant. Why? Because it's only done to remove your smell. Right? Okay. L'memra, d'kol hechad alav l'recha avid alom v'chin ala. Whenever it's not done for smell, then you don't make a bracha. Meisei. Hakor nechnas l'chanus ha'shal belsem. Somebody goes into a pure perfume store. V'reach reach. And he smells the perfume. Afilu yoshev kol yom kula enu v'recha l'pamachat. You make one bracha. There all day, you make one bracha. You're the security for there. You came in, you're sitting there all day long, you make one bracha. Nichnas v'yotze, nichnas v'yotze. You go in and out. Mavarech al kol pam pam. Make a bracha every time you walk in. V'hachad lav l'vechu davidei. Come mavarech. You didn't go in there to smell it. And yet you still have to make a bracha. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? In. L'vechu nami hu davidei. Of course you went in to smell it. Yechad dinirchu l'inche v'nasan r'zavim mineo. Why? That's the best advertising of all. The best advertising is that you smell it. Of course you went in to smell it. You didn't go intentionally, but of course you're going to smell it. So of course you have to make a bracha. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ha'yimahalech b'chutz l'krach v'reach reach. Listen to this. You go outside the city and you smell a beautiful smell. Im rov ovdei kochavim en mavarech. If it's goyim, rov cities goyim, you don't make a bracha. Im rov Yisrael, mavarech. If it's rov Yisrael, mavarech. Right? So the Magen Avraham says, wait a minute. Didn't we say that you're only not going to make a bracha if it's for avodah zara? How do you know it's for avodah zara? Maybe there's a lot of perfume stores in that town, and that's why it smells so nice. How do you know it's for avodah zara? Everybody had a lot of dates this night. Everyone's going out on dates. So they're all dressed up and all perfumed up. So he says, because if you could smell the smell outside the city, why? How's it so smelly? Obviously, it's for a avodah zara party. That's what he says. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, I feel the Rov Yisrael Nami Einam Avar, Neshav Nos Yisrael Mekatshua Lekshafim. Even if it's Rov Jews, you don't make a bracha because most of the women are involved in some kind of cults. Kishav. What? What's a cool Lekshafim? Mekatshim? The whole, every Jewish girl? No. Miyuta Lekshafim. Even if one girl is into that. Umiyuta Nami Ligmar Esakelim. And then there are some that use the spices to make the kalim smell better, the clothing. So you have rov not doing it for besamim, and therefore you don't have a rov. Okay. Ishtakach ruva the la. Oh, this is what Gemara says. Ishtakach ruva the lav lerecha avidi. Rov is not doing it to smell good. V'chol hecha v'chol ruva the lav lerecha avidi lo mevarech. Then you don't make a bracha. Amar v'chiyah bar Abba. Amar b'yochanan. I'm halach ba'arvi shabbosos b'tiveria. Erev Shabbos in Tiveria, Masa Shabbos b'tzipori, v'reach reach, eno mevarech. You don't make a bracha, v'nei shechazkaso, eno asuya el legomar bovis hakelim. Because it's a chazaka, the only reason why they're putting on the perfume is to make this clothing smell good. Tanar Rabbanan.
But it's not for hanah, but it's...
Exactly.
It's being used for good.
Exactly. Tanar Rabbanan, ha'yim ha'alech b'shuk, so akum, in the shuk of the akum, nisratza l'reach, harizah chote. You want to smell what's going on over there, you're a chote. Okay. The Mishnah said you can't make a bracha on the candle on the nair until you benefit from it. Amar Rav Hu Yehuda Amar Rav Lo Yosu Yosu Mamish. It doesn't mean Mamish benefiting from it. Ella Kol Sheilu Omid Bekarv Mishtamish LaOra. I feel a bracha gmakom. You don't have to be on top of the candle, but even if you're far away and you're getting hada, Rashi explains on top Rashi Shafilo Nenim Imenu. Even if you don't have enough from it, Mevarchin Lo, you still make a bracha. Why? Umar Aji also, what does it mean until you have enough from it? Aji hey oro roi lihano simeno. It's light enough that you could get benefit from it. You could get benefit from it. Right? If you're nearby. And then you can make a bracha even if you're far away. Ubulvad sheyiru uhu. As long as you can see it. So you don't have to be on top of it. Right? Sometimes you have to go to a simcha or something. And the candle's far away over there. That's fine. According to Rashi, I'm saying, it's going to be fine as long as you could get enough from it. When can't you get enough from it? The Gemara is going to say, it's flickering, it's so weak, you who can get enough from that candle, right? V'chein, number of Ashi, Baruch HaMakom Shoninu. Yeah, you're far away, it's fine as long as you could get enough from it. Meisvei, one second. Ha'isul onir t'muna b'cheiko. You have a candle that's hidden in your coat, jacket pocket or something, or b'panas, or some kind of a lantern, or you see a candle full of neshtamish la'ora, and you can't benefit from it. Or neshtamish la'ora, you see it v'lo ra'ah shel heves. You see a light, but you don't see the actual flame. Ein amavarech ad shiyireh shel heves v'neshtamish la'ora. Until you see both. B'shalom neshtamish la'ora. How can you be neshtamish la'ora v'lo ra'ah shel heves and not see the flame? That's possible. Meshkachas are the kind of a Karen's office. Right? You're walking in the corner. So I see a light over there, behind the trees. I see a light behind the corner. I can't see the flame, but I see a glow. That's not good enough. Seeing a glow is not good enough. So that would not be good. Ela rosh al heves, v'lonash tamash l'ora, hechem meshkachas l'ora. How could you see a flame and not get enough from it? Or not have the potential to get enough? How could that be possible? How's that possible? I see the flame. So good, it's at the end of the room, because there's a lot of people here. It's a big kumzitz. A lot of people here, right? Big party. A lot of people in the room. I'm all the way at the far away at the end. I see the flame. I get enough from it? Not really. But I could get enough from it. So how do you have a situation where I see the flame and I cannot get enough from it? How's that possible? Lav de merachaka? Doesn't mean you're far away? Far away? No, it doesn't mean that. Can go, I mean, the amaya, the amya, the azla. It's flickering. It's flickering. It's not a good flame. I can't get enough from that. I can see it, but it's flickering. Tana Rabbanan. Gachal lo chashos. If coals that are lo chashos, how do they translate the word lo chashos? What?
Glowing.
Oh, glowing. Mevarchan aleihem. You can make a bracha as long as you can see it. Omamos, but if it's flickering, ain mevarchan aleihem. You can't make a bracha. Hechi dami lo chashos. What does that mean? Amr v'chista. Kol she'ilu machnes l'tochem kisem v'doleket me'ilel. If I put in a match, will the match catch fire from this flame? If the answer is yes, then good. Ibarluhu. Omamos, oh omamos, is the correct girsa with an aleph or with an ayin? Tashma, damar v'chista, barvdimi, arazim, lo, amamuhu, begana lokim. So it's with an ayin. Rava Amar, yosa mamish. Then you mamish have to get an up. None of this is far away, but I can see it. No, you have to have an up from it. Vikama, how far, vikama, how far away is that? How much hanod do you have to get? Amar ula, kadeshiyakir, but ison lapundion. You can tell the difference between a quarter and a nickel. Right? A different coin. You can tell the difference between two coins. That's how much hano you have to get from it. Chizki Amar, Kedeshiyake ben Meluzma Shel Tveria, Milumumza Shel Tzipori. It's a machlokes what the word Lumumza means. Rashi says it means a weight. Rashi says it means a weight. The weight that they used in Tveria, the weight they used in Tzipori. Others say it means a coin. Either way, it's the same vart. The Menoras Hamaor says that one of the coins of Tzipori. What's a weight? What's a weight? It's something to you want to weigh. How much is a pound? So I have a weight that weighs 1 pound, and then I put on the scale, and I do the other side, and it'll weigh exactly a pound. It won't be tipping in any direction. Then I have a pound of, I wanted to buy peanuts, a pound of peanuts. I take the weight, I put the peanuts on the scale, and it weighs perfect, excellent. So what does the weight look like? What does the weight look like?
The blocks.
It's a block, right? Yeah. Says the Menorah Samar, in one town, the weight, or the coin, was raised, did some raised etching, and in the other town, it was a smooth coin, a smooth block, a smooth weight, and you can tell the difference. Oh, this one's from here, this one's from here. I see the raised, and I see that's not raised.
So right? What's the difference?
What?
What's the difference? So you can tell.
That's how much light you have to have to tell the difference between this weight and that weight. Says the Menorah Samar, that's why you look at your fingernails. Because your fingernails are smooth. Your fingers are not smooth. And when you can see the difference, the contrast, you're mekayim dis halacha. And that's a raya that you're having hana. I never knew that in my life. Till today. I don't know what happened 7 years ago, why we didn't know that then.
7 years ago.
Or we forgot it. That's why you look at your fingernails, according to this.
Why do you check your thumb?
What? That's Kabbalistic. That's Kabbalistic. Yeah, because the Adam Rishon didn't have thumbs.
I thought you had the way around.
That what?
His body
was scaly or something?
Was like nails,
right.
That's why you check, according to that one.
That way you check your nails, because the whole...
You're not Adam
Rishon?
What are you checking for?
No, because fire...
Was the first person who did Hadol.
Right, fire was created, Matzah Shabbos.
Two rocks.
And other Mishon was very scaly looking. But even then, after the Chet, Adat Tel Kam.
They said that the original thing, it was covered in nail.
Right.
They said that. Right.
So right.
It brings it back to other Mishon who made the Hadol. Did he have a
better Rabbi Yehuda, okay. Rabbi Yehuda Mavarech, Ada Daila. He used to make a bracha on this guy, on his neighbor's candle. It was far away. Rava Mavarech, Adabe Guria Bar Chama. It was right in Mamash, next to a neighbor, could see right into the guy's window. And Abaye Mavarech Adabe Baravua. And we're not sure what Abaye is saying, because we don't know if the guy was far away or if the guy was close. Amar Vodem Rav, Eimach Zirin Al Or, Kederach Shemach Zirin Al Mitzvos. You don't have to chase after Or, do you have to chase after a mitzvah? That means, if I don't have a lulav, I got to go get a lulav.
Right?
Do I have to drive to, we live in Woodmere, I have to drive to Brooklyn for a lulav? Yes. Only lulav is in Brooklyn. I have to drive to Woodmere. What if the only blue loaf is in Lakewood? I have to drive to Lakewood?
Yes.
What if the only blue loaf is in China? So at some point, they get into an ones.
Yeah,
at some point, it becomes an ones.
Right.
But you got to make your hishtadlus. Hey, for all, you don't have to do that. And it's very simple. The Ramban says, well, let's say this is lightning in Brooklyn. I have to drive to Brooklyn so I can make a bracha on lightning? No, you don't have a chiyuv to do that. Why?
Because by the time you get there...
That's not why. Because it's a shevach. You don't have to drive around looking for Shevach to make brachas for Hashem. That's what the brachas are, or is. Right? Why don't you make a bracha on every time you light a candle? By the way, every time you smell b'salam, you make a bracha. Right. Even if it's on a Tuesday. Talk about by or it's only on a, it's only on Masa Shabbos and Matzah Yom Kippur. Why is that? Why is that? So, the answer is, because it was denied you the whole Shabbos. Also, they didn't have any light, any fires. It was denied you the whole Shabbos. So the Shabbos, now the Masa Shabbos, I'm going to go out of my way to light it. So I make a bracha like that. But the rest of the week, it's not denied me, so I'm making a bracha. Okay, that's a half good answer. Okay. But you don't have to go looking around. What? No, that's what the Rabban says. That's why you don't make a bracha every time you light a fire.
I like where
you
said half good answer.
Yeah, because it's still a question. Why is it safe for what? So what? It was denied. So what? It's not denied me. So? It's still a shevach. I make a bracha on lightning, even if I see it every day, no?
I'm confused. I thought we were learning that the bracha was a hanah, because you're getting benefit from it. By being able to distinguish.
So now we're saying, so without getting hanot, there's no shevach. That's the word.
Ah, okay.
Without you getting hanot, what's the shevach?
Right.
Right? So you don't have to go drive, we all agree, you don't have to go drive around making brachas on thunder and lightning. Right. So you don't have to make a brach on candles either. But yeah, you should.
You have to.
Oh, it's a machlokas and a Matzah Yom Kippur. It's a machlokas. So Omer Videra, Mireish, Havim Mahadrane, I used to go chase around looking for a light. Given the Shama, the Hada, the Huda, Marav, Ana, I also don't have to go make myself crazy. El Imikla Le Mimela, Berchina. If I have light, I'll make a bracha, make myself crazy. Right, so asking your neighbor is not such a crazy thing, but driving around town, I guess you don't have to do that for the Nair. Then it said, Misha Achal, somebody benched, and he forgot he didn't bench, so Beishama says you got to go back to where you washed, where you ate. And Beishama says you don't have to do that. Right? Amar Zvid, Vitam Rav Dimi Bar Abba, Machlokas Beshachach. The other is if you forgot the bench. Avul b'mezid, devir kol yachzalim kol mivarach. Everybody held, even Beit Hillel held, they have to go back. So pshita b'shachach, tan says b'shachach. Ma'al d'tema, afuadin afilu mezid. I would say even if it was b'mezid. V'ha, diktani b'shachach. You know why he says b'shachach? Lo diach akocha de b'shamay. That even b'shamay, even if you forgot, you have to go back. Kamar shvola, no. If it's b'shogeg, they have a machlokas. If it's b'mezid, everyone agrees you have to go back. Tanya, amulem Beit Hillel b'shamay. According to you, Misha Achal Baroj Abira, somebody ate on the top of the Empire State Building, Vishachach, and he forgot. Vyor, and he came down, Velo Beirich, Yachzal Baroj Abira Vivarach, he's got to go back up there. He's got to go back up there. So Amul Hem Beisham Elo Basil, Ludivrechim, Misha Achal Anachi Baroj Abira, if you forgot your wallet on top of the Empire State Building, Velo Yalav Yidlena, aren't you going to go back and get it? Lekovat Atzmo Hu Ola, you can go back for yourself. Lekovat Shemayim Lo Kolshkin, so Hashem for sure, you should go back. Everyone asks, you can't compare. Because here, I'm going to bench. I'm just not benching there. If I don't go back and get my wallet's gone. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. I'm going to bench. I'm just not going to bench there. I'm going to do the mitzvah. Here, I'm not going to get my wallet. It's not a good shtuch back. It's a bad. It's not a compare. So the answer Ben Yehuda says, well, what if you tell somebody, do you go get my wallet? Would you trust that guy? Or you need to go get it yourself? The answer is you're going to get it yourself. Even if you have a way to have someone else get it for you, you're not going to trust that. If it comes to your wallet, you're going to make sure you get it yourself. So it's better. It's the same. Because I would never rely on somebody else to get my wallet. If not relying on somebody else, then what are you doing? For your own wallet, you won't rely on someone else. You'll go get it yourself. And for Hashem, you don't have to go back there. Says Beit Shammai, it's not right. Okay. Hanotrei Talmidim, there's two Talmidim, Chal Avi B'Shogeg Ki B'Shamai, one held like B'Shamai, V'Ishkach Arna Kazava. He was rewarded with a pocket full of gold, right? How are you allowed to hold like B'Shamai? And how are you allowed to get rewarded like B'Shamai? Don't we have the Gemara earlier in the Masechta that Rav Tarfon held like B'Shamai about benching, about Kriyashma, and he put himself in danger, and the Rabbanim told him, it's good you put yourself in danger. Who holds like B'Shamai? What's this guy doing? I'm going to hold like B'Shamai. I'm going to be machmir like B'Shamai and go up to the roof and bench. And he was rewarded with a...
Well,
it's a chumr.
You can take on a
chumr. Not B'Shamai. No. But did that. B'Shamai says you have to say B'Shamai Zachov Kumecha at Kriyashma at night lying down.
He took it into Sakana.
What?
Put himself in sakana.
So no, he could have been in sakana.
There's a major difference between the two. Here's being machmir himself on something that does, there's no problem to it. There he's putting himself in sakana.
I said, he doesn't give that answer.
He should.
Right? So some say, Rav Amram Gon says, you see from here, Rav Amram Gon says, you see from here, pass along the Beis Shammai. Pass along the Beis Shammai.
We don't pass along the
Beis Shammai. That's what Rav Amram, we don't pass along the Beis Shammai. The other answer is as follows. If I'm standing up in shul, and I'm davening Shema, I'm sitting down, and I'm davening Shema. Most people sit when they say Shema. I'm sitting down, and I'm saying Shema. And all of a sudden, right before Shema, I take a bunch of chairs, and I lie down. It shows you're going out of your way to hold like Beis Shammai. That you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to hold like Beis Shammai. But if you do something, if you want to hold like a Chumrah of Beis Shammai, and nobody, it doesn't show that you're doing it from the Chumrah, then of course you're allowed to.
That may be the same thing.
So he could have said, you know why I went up there? Nah, because I'm like Beis Shammai. Nah, I forgot my wallet.
That may be the same.
Then you can hold like Beis Shammai. That's a good answer, no?
Maybe the same thing.
Same answer. So you're allowed to hold like Beis Shammai when it doesn't show you going out of your way to hold like Beis Shammai. Stam, the guy Stam, what's he doing? Hey, he was tired. The whole davening stuff like that. He was sleeping the whole davening. That's a different story. So why did the guy go back up to the top of the Empire State Building? He forgot his wallet. It doesn't show you hold like Beis Shammai that you're allowed to do that. Then you're allowed to be machal like Beis Shammai.
Also, Beis Hillel was not saying you're not allowed to. Say you don't.
That's a third answer. The third answer is Beis Hillel would agree. If you want to go do it, to go right ahead. But you're not mechuyev to do it. That's a third answer. Very good. Chad v'avad b'mezid Beis Hillel v'ochan Aryeh. And somebody held like Beis Hillel, b'mezid, and the Aryeh came and ate him up. Right?
That'll teach
you. Rashi says...
Without the bracha.
What?
Without the bracha.
One second. Beis Hillel said, you're not allowed to b'mezid either, you're not allowed to hold. So what do you mean he held like Beis Hillel b'mezid? What does that mean? You're not allowed to hold like Beis Hillel, even b'mezid. You hear that, Kasha? He held like Beis Hillel b'mezid, the Lion King. Beis Hillel held, if it's b'mezid, you're not allowed to hold like me. You have to go back if it's b'mezid. You hear the vart? Says, look at this Rashi. Look how they, Achronim, read a Rashi. Rashi says, Hachat ab b'mezid, nekar mi makom, Sha'achal, he left the place he ate, b'mezid. Kedei levarech b'makom acher, to daven somewhere else, shehutzrach lelech, because he had to go. The fact that he had to go means he didn't leave b'mezid, he left b'onet, he has to go. So I was called, I'm going to the hospital, I have to go. Right? The leaving was not b'mezid, so Rashi says, neka mimakom sha'achal b'mezid. But he had to go. The Madaik, in other words, he had to go, that it was some kind of emergency, so maybe, but he still got eaten by the lion. But he was, I'm going to hold like Beis Hillel. Because Beis Hillel said, you don't have to go back. Not by Mazid, but I didn't leave the Mazid. So if they get some answer like that. Okay. Where are we up to? Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Havika Azal B'Shir Yasa, he was on a caravan, Achal V'Ashtali, he ate, V'Lobech, he didn't bench. I'm a hechi, what am I going to do now? I amina lu anche levarech. If I say I forgot the bench, amrile baruch lechad debrachas rechmanim berachas. So they're going to tell me, you can bench whoever you want.
Right.
Why? Why can you bench whoever you want? Because we all have his hillel. Mutav da amina lu anche yona dadava. I'd rather say I left my golden dove, amaluhu, intruly the anche yona dadava. Wait for me, I forgot my golden dove, I got to go back and get my golden. That's what let me go back for. To bench, not going to let me go back. He went, and sure enough, he was rewarded, and he found such a golden thing. Why Yona? Because the Jewish people are compared to Yona. The Tziv, like it says, Kan for Yona, Nechva v'Kesef, fine. Va'abrusya, Diyarakva Chavot, fine. Ma Yona, Enoch, Nitzel, Ela b'Kanfea, Af Yisrael, Enitzel, Ela b'Mitzvos. Then we said, Ad Emes, Ayu Mavarech, how long you have to bench, Kama, Shir, Ikol, until the food gets digested. As long as you're not hungry. As long as you're still thirsty from your food, then you can bench. Really say that? How long is that? 4 mil. So it's a different shear. So machlokas, which one's the snack and which one's the bigger meal? Fine. Balhem Yayin, Lememra, the Yisrael, Afagafta Lo Shama Kula Bracha Ona. If you didn't hear the whole bracha, you could still make a bracha. Fechilo Shama Hechi Nafik. If you didn't hear the bracha, how could you be Yotze? Amr Fechia Barab, Barab, Bishalo Achal Imahen. You didn't eat with them. Fechin Amr of Nachman, Amr Abba Rabua, Bishalo Achal Iman. I didn't eat with them, so I don't care what they're saying. I can just answer Amen. Or make a bracha. I can answer Baruchu, you know, Baruchu. My son always tried to make the bracha. Make a bracha. Remember the mevarach adif manda ani amen. Making the bracha is better than answering amen. V'amatanya Yosi Omer Gadol Ona Amen Yosi Ben Amavarech. Answering amen is better. Amalei of Naray Hashemayim Kenhu. For sure. Teda Sherei Galuya and Yarden the Umisgarin. First the weak soldiers go out on the front. First the weak soldiers. Then the Mochama. Then the Gibar and Yarden Umenatzin. Then the good soldiers go out and finish off the victory. Saying amen is two things. First of all, it's as if you said the bracha. Because it's Shemei Kohana, and then Amen. So it's like a double whammy. Tanai, it says a machlokas Tanai in this story. The Tanya, Echad Mavarach Mechad Ona Amen, the Mashma El Shemar and Levarach Yotzim and Ona Amen. Some say it's better to make the bracha than to answer Amen. So it goes both ways. Barbinei Shmuel Meirav Malan Asam and Achad Tkiyos Tinoka Shal Beitavin. Can you make Amen after a child? Amalei Achar Kol Ona Amen. Can you answer Amen after everything? Chutz Mitinoka Shal Beit Rabban, except for kids. The only link in bracha is to fechinuch. So you can't make a bracha on the bracha. That's if they didn't. But Rashi says this means if they didn't do haftorah, they used to give the kids maftir haftorah. Avol be'idin miftirayu onim. But if they get up in shul and they made the brachas on haftorah, that amen you can answer. That's what Rashi says. Everyone else, every other rishon says no. If they made a bracha, a normal bracha from beginning to end, like a normal person, you can say amen even though they're kids. Not a problem. You can answer amen on the bracha of kids. Tanur Rabbanan. Shemen ma'akev is habracha, debay rab ziloi. Shemen is ma'akev, we're talking about benching. You can't bench till you do shemen, which is like a ma'amachron type of thing. That's what Rab Ziloi said. Rab Zivoi omar ein ma'akev, it's not ma'akev. Rab Acha omar shemen tov ma'akev, it's ma'akev. Rab Zihumoi omar, kishem shem mezuam pasal avoda, so it's like a smelly person can't do avoda. Kach yadai mezuam mos psulos labracha. So too, smelly hands, you can't make a bracha. Who are these people? Amalach. Ziloi. I know lo ziloi. And who's this Rav Ziloi? Velo zivoi. Who are these people? Velo zihumoi yadana. I never heard of these people. I never heard of these tanoim. Ela, rather, masnisa yadana. I know a Mishnah. Dabra of Yehuda, Marav, Abraisa, Rav Elab, Masnisa Tana, Viz Kadashtim, Elu Mayim Rishonim. Vizim Kadoshim, Elu Mayim Achronim. Kikadosh, Ze Shemen, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Zu Bracha. That's the Bracha. That's Mayim Achronim. Hajjalach el dvarm, Hajjalach el dvarm, Hajjalach el dvarm. And Tosfa says, 1 second. Don't we say Mayim Achronim is for Melach Sodomis? So what's this meaning based on a pasuk? Based on a pasuk, it's a mitzvah. But it's a chiyah because of Melach Sodomis. And Tosfa says, in this Tosfa, last Tosfa, and Mizman Azeh, that there is no Melach Sodomis. So many people don't do Mayim Achronim. That's the big heter, where people don't do Mayim Achronim. You should still do it. The Shulchan Aruch, you read the Shulchan Aruch, it's clear you should still do it. Many times I don't do it if we forget, to be honest, but you should do it. You should try to be a miser in it. It doesn't cost any money.
This is the second time recently we have where it talks about periodic digestion, which is nothing like what we hold.
Because you can't pass it on the Gemara, that's why.
Right. See how the, I just find it odd that
right.
We're not even close. These right. Are very short periods of time, 6 hours.
Right.
We've got a question, if you don't pass it on the Gemara, yeah, we always go back to the Gemara.
Exactly. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow and have a good day.